Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Little weekend work going on in Washington, D.C., with a bipartisan group of senators apparently reaching a general agreement on some new gun legislation after weeks of negotiations. This came in the wake of the recent mass shootings, including the one in Uvalde, Texas. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about what's in this legislation, ABC News correspondent Catherine Falders. Good morning, Catherine.
Hey there. Good morning. Look, this is far from a done deal. But it does mark significant progress in the negotiations here. So much of it still needs to be finalized. Senators have this framework. They'll move forward now with drafting the legislation. But in terms of what's in this, the plan is backed by 20 senators, and it strengthens background checks, allowing juvenile records to be screened for gun buyers under 21. It adds gun restrictions for convicted domestic violence abusers. There's also funding for states to enact these red flag laws, you know, or to temporarily take away guns from people considered dangerous. And then it would bolster school security and mental health programs. So those are what the 20 senators and everybody behind the scenes are working with right now. Now the challenge is drafting the legislation, and a lot of that, the other details are unsettled on this.
20 senators, and the important number here is 10 of them are Republicans, and that was needed to avoid a filibuster, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. Exactly. But I think there's still, in terms of actually drafting that legislation, the reason why, obviously, that is so critical and the details of this bill will be so critical is because they need to hang on to those Republicans and keep them on board to actually get this passed. So Senator Chris Coons was saying yesterday they still have a lot of work to do. There's a long way to go, but he's really encouraged by the announcement. We're hearing that from a lot of members of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, so we'll just have to see how they draft it carefully together to keep everyone on board.
Well, yeah, as you say, it's far from being a done deal, and some critics may say, well, this doesn't go far enough. It's really not going to make much of a difference. Mm-hmm. But look, this is the first real gun reform legislation that we've seen in years in Washington, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think that's exactly right. You'll have critics on both sides who say it goes too far, it doesn't go far enough. But the reality here is, right, if this legislation is passed, it's the most significant action taken by Congress on gun safety in decades. So, look, I think both sides are understanding, and you've heard them say publicly, the need to pass some substantive legislation in the wake of these awful mass shootings.
What kind of a time frame is there to get this legislation drafted and passed and onto the president's desk for his signature?
Right. Look, it's a good question. Members of Congress, senators are saying they want to do this by the next recess, which I believe we're in June. I believe that's at the end of the month. Some say that's an ambitious timeline. You know, everything in Congress tends to move a little slower than that, but that is at least the goal that they're working with right now. So July or August, I would say.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it. Catherine, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for being with us.